Oh my god, what a day! We went from rope drop to park close, got on almost every ride, saw both parades, and the fireworks. I don't think it's possible to do much better. Thanks again for this trip. You're just the best boyfriend. I've been on my feet all day, in a million degree heat, and yet I can't stop smiling. I really needed this vacation. You've been so good to me. Mm. Impatient. Mm. And sweet. And accommodating with all my excitement. Like when I told you about all the names on the shop upper windows on Main Street, or pointed out the hidden crown behind the Cinderella statue. You taste like popcorn. No, don't go brush your teeth. I kind of like it. You're grabbing my ass so much. Is this your way of saying you want me out of my bottoms? Lucky for you, I'm desperate to get out of these. There you go. Easy access to my butt. I know these aren't the cutest panties, but in this heat, no way I can get away with anything too sexy. Oh, feeling a little overdressed? Come on, take your shorts off. I can feel your boner against me. Come on, take it out. I want to thank you in your favorite way. Yes, there he is. Come here, I think you deserve some kisses too. Let's see how you taste. Oh, a little salty. No, it's okay. You don't need to shower. I only have so much energy. If you go wash up, I'll probably pass out. So if you want to come, better stay and get your dick sucked. What are you doing? Don't take those off my head. I paid like $35 for them. Mouse ears stay on. Don't hold back, baby. Dump your load whenever you're ready. Speaking of dumping loads, did you notice the trash cans? They did studies back in the day and realized people would hold onto their garbage for about 30 feet before dropping it on the ground. So, if you look, they place trash cans about 30 feet apart and make it easy not to litter. That's part of the reason the parks are so clean. Oh, right, blowjob. Sorry, I just love theme parks. Is that fuel cut? The way I stroke you. You gonna paint my face tonight? Oh, speaking of art, remember that beautiful storybook mosaic inside the castle? That was made by a former Nazi named Hans Scharf. Isn't that wild? He also did the one leading up to the Land Pavilion. I feel like no one talks about this. You wanna fuck me? Okay. But no standing position. I even think I can get off my knees without some help. Come on, I need uppies if you wanna fuck. Yes, princess, carry me to the bed. Oh, wait. Maybe I should take a quick shower. I've been sweating all day and I need to be eaten up beforehand, so it might not. Okay, I guess you don't mind the taste. Oh, God, you're so hungry for me. Do you like how I taste right now? Fuck. Maybe I should have you go down on me after the gym. Fuck, that feels good. Speaking of enjoying the taste, did you know a restaurant in the park invented Doritos? There's a Mexican restaurant sponsored by Frito-Lay, and the cooks would take stale tortilla chips, fry them, and add seasoning to serve to customers. They're so popular, some guests stopped by just to have these chips. Frito ended up adding them as a bagged product. Even the original bag's font matched the park's font. Fuck. Keep talking, my quit. I'm coming. So sensitive. That's too much. Oh, fuck, please go back to licking. Oh, God, that's intense. Speaking of intense, did you look at the bottom of that sign inside the Tower of Terror? I tried to point it out, but we had to keep moving. Some of the letters fell out of the bottom of the sign, and they spell out, "Take the stairs." It used to say, "You are doomed," but after 9/11, they changed it. Oh, yeah, we were fucking. I'm ready if you are, just let me stay on my back while we go to Pound Town. Come on, love. Come up here and fuck your baby girl. Oh. Fuck, that's it? Nice and slow. Don't break me too soon. Just keep stretching me out like that. Oh, fuck. Don't go any deeper. Your cock is almost touching my cervix. Oh, fuck. That's so good. Oh, fuck. Kiss me. I love your cock, but I love when you don't fuck me too deep. Oh, remember that ring in the ground at the Haunted Mansion? Yes, just like that. There's an urban myth that it's the lady of the house's wedding ring that she threw out the window. Yes, rub my clit like that. Thank you, babe. But that's not true. There used to be a stanchion pole in that spot secured in the concrete and couldn't be removed. So they just cut it off and ground it down. Yes! Thrust upward. I love how that feels. The remainder of the pole looks like a ring embedded in the concrete. So guests came up with the rumor, but now it's part of the story of the ride. You're making me calm again. Wait, are you getting close? Don't come yet. I haven't told you about how you reuse animatronics or the tunnels underneath the park. Alright, I'll tell you afterwards. Do it. Fuck me until you come. You're so rough. That's it. Keep going. Shoot your goo, my dude. What? Don't pull out. I just got a spirit jersey. You're not getting just stains on it. Just come inside me. Fill my pussy with your gum. Your cock throbbing inside me. That's it. Just shoot all your cum inside my pussy. Oh, I can feel your heartbeat. You needed this so badly. There, did coming inside me help you feel better? There's no rush. You can take your time pulling out. I love feeling you grow soft inside of me. Wow, if I wasn't on the pill, I would be pregnant for sure. I swear you came in my brain. Speaking of getting pregnant, do you know some people think if you give birth at Disney World, they give the baby a lifetime pass? It's another urban myth, but some people have planned their birth to happen at the parks. Could you imagine trying to squeeze out a kid near It's a Small World? Oh, can you get a towel? Your baby batter is dripping out of me onto the sheets. Anyway, they have to promise the mother that they won't get a pass, so they will go to the hospital. It all stems from one kid being born at Disneyland and being given a birth certificate and named the first citizen of Disneyland. But it wasn't a pass or anything, just a little gift. But that snowballed into the rumor that...